This is Manchester Voices, a podcast run by students at the University of Manchester.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Manchester Voices. I'm your host, Dorsa. I'm a final year biotech student, and today I'm joined with...
My name's Ella. I'm a second year sociology student.
And I'm Ruby, and I'm a first year physics student.
Welcome, guys. So my fun fact for the day is the first woman to join the University of Manchester faculty was Marie Stopes back in the 1900s. And she became the person that opened the first birth control clinic in Britain.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Yeah, my fun fact of the day is that it was only in 2019 that there was only one statue of a woman in the whole of Manchester. And that was Queen Victoria. And that was only in 2019. And then afterwards, then they sort of implemented more. But isn't that crazy? There's so many statues in Manchester. And it was only in 2019 that...
It's crazy. It's
more than one woman. That's like not long ago at all.
Not long ago at all.
No.
That's crazy. Yeah. My fun fact of the day is that Dame Christabel Pankhurst was a graduate from law at the uni. And she was one of the first suffragettes.
That's quite a nice one. And we have a building actually named after her.
Mm-hmm.
So... Happy International Women's Day, guys.
Happy International Women's Day.
What is international?
Go.
Cutting you off. No, shut up. You're just a woman.
It's done.
Go on.
I was just going to say how exciting it is, International Women's Day.
It's quite a nice day. I think it's a necessary one.
I always
one.
Have fun. Mm. It's a cute day.
Men should give me £5 because it's International Women's Day.
I agree with every man. Do you guys ever do something for International Women's Day?
I don't think I've ever actually done anything on the day.
No, I don't think I have.
No, I feel like we should. We should arrange something to go on.
We should make it a big celebration.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like it's a cute day to celebrate.
We should get like pink fireworks. Oh. Like multicoloured fireworks.
Yeah.
Maybe not pink. Maybe that's a bit reinforcing the stereotype.
Oh, gosh.
But like pink is a good colour.
It's a great colour.
Like when they're the really pink, like pinky orange fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what does International Women's Day mean to you guys?
I think it's like celebrating being a woman and your experiences and uplifting the experience of yourself and others and sharing your experience with those around you who might not relate or understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's celebration and just like also just a day to like appreciate the women around you. Mm-hmm. I feel like we don't often like take into consideration like how impactful they can be on our lives. So I feel like it's definitely celebrations, but then I also feel like we should take a day to sort of look at the differences of women throughout the world. So it's like whilst we celebrate, we also need to like shed light on how unfortunately not everyone is in the same situation.
Mm. That's such a good point. When I think of International Women's Day, I kind of only think about like, you know, famous women in history like Amelia Earhart, Rosalind Franklin. I never really think about like, oh, the women who are like in my life right now or women who are like not as famous or just women as like a population on the planet. I've never thought about people close to me.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, or even yourself. Like, I feel like even on yourself on International Women's Day, like this is also a day for you. Mm. It's not, I feel like what you were saying, you shouldn't. Yeah, you are a woman.
Thank you.
Clarification.
Validation.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a cute day. And I feel like it's always cute if you like have a female friendship group, you can like get together and do like a cute dinner or like cute drinks and like little girls night out. It's like always my favorite thing to do.
Like a Galentine's but in March.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Galentine's is so cute.
I love Galentine's.
It's actually the best.
It is very, very cute.
It's better than normal Valentine's in my opinion.
So much better.
Or maybe I'm just salty, but
controversial.
Controversial.
So when you think about International Women's Day, what women do you think of that inspire you or, you know, make you proud to be a woman?
I think my first thought is my mum. Just because she's always been there for me, like, through every stage of my life. If I ever need help, I can talk to her. She's an insanely, amazingly cool woman, just in general. Slay. She's mental. She's been at uni like 3 times.
Ooh, oh my
gosh. She's had like 2 careers. She's so cool.
What did she study?
She did nursing for a year and then she did physiotherapy, was a physio for a while, and then went back to uni to learn to be a teacher, and now she's a teacher.
That is amazing.
My mom's
such a cool woman.
She's lived so many different lives.
She has.
I love that. She's like Barbie.
Yeah.
My mom is Barbie.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Barbie inspires me. And yeah. not even like as a joke. I'm serious.
No, but like no.
Yeah.
I think for me, I saw Barbie be so many different things, and that I didn't take that to mean, oh, I could be anything. I took that to mean that I could be everything at once.
Yes.
Oh
my
gosh,
so that's so
thank you, Barbie.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
I
thank
love
you, Barbie.
Barbie.
Thank you, Barbie.
Yeah, I feel like as well, sort of my mom is always the first one that comes to mind, and my gran.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, what's the difference between those two?
My mom is like my mother.
Okay.
Like my grandmother.
Okay.
So, sorry. Like, yeah.
I thought mom was like grandma.
Oh, no, my mom, well, from Wales, I assume.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone says mom for, like, their mum.
Okay.
Like, their mother. So, yeah, my mom, definitely. She's very, very cute. Love her. Yeah, I mean, she was a single mother quite young.
Okay.
And, yeah, just everything she does, I'm like, oh, my God, queen, like, love her. She recently got a new job, so, like,
ooh!
Well done to my mom.
Big win.
Exactly. And, yeah, then my gran is, like, honestly just the most, like, graceful woman I've ever met in my life. She is just, like, everything I want to be when I'm older. She wanted to be a nurse, and I know she wanted to go to like the Navy and all these things, but sort of like her life didn't pan out that way, unfortunately. But she just has so many aspirations and like goals still. And like, yeah, I feel like for women there's always seems to be like a cutoff point of like, okay, you've hit this age now, like you can't do anything.
Your biological clock has run
out.
Yeah,
it's time for you to stop doing everything you enjoy. Whereas my gran like swims every day, she like goes to yoga, Pilates, like
oh
she
gosh.
Is like, yeah,
oh amazing.
No, I know,
I'm sorry, like, you said that and I just got this picture of like this really buff woman with like gray hair, like that's just what's in my head now. I'm like, yeah
no, she's a fitness queen, she does it all.
That is amazing. That's that is inspiring.
Amazing.
That is actually inspiring.
I need to go back to the gym now.
Yeah, I think personally, obviously my mom really inspires me. She was such a young mom as well. Probably not as young as most moms in her generation, but she was a mom when she was around my age, which is crazy to me.
I know, that's always insane. Like, yeah when you hit the age that, like, your mother had you.
It's like got married, I'm like,
like, what?
Oh my God. Like, I could not do that.
Yeah,
she was just a child. Like,
yeah.
She was a mom so young, and she has done amazing things. She's a teacher, and I just know that she changes so many kids' lives. She has so many parents that come and appreciate her, and so many kids that come out of her classes like so much better, and I think she is an amazing woman for it. So shout out to all of our moms.
Exactly.
shout out to all
everyone.
The moms of everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being a mom is hard. My sister is also a mom, and I did not realize how hard being a mom is until I saw like my sister become one, because obviously I'm the youngest one, so I didn't really see my mom be a mom because she was already a mom, you know.
Yeah.
But seeing my sister transition to being like a woman, to being a mom who is a woman who is a mom, it was crazy, and it is so hard. So shout out to all moms.
Shout out to every mom.
Yeah. Any famous women who inspire you?
I think, like, the main one for me as a physics student is all of the women in physics who get overlooked and who are very rarely mentioned. So the one that I think sticks out the most for me is Henrietta Leavitt. She was hundreds of years ago now at this point, like 150 years ago, she discovered this type of star called Cepheid variable stars, which we now use to measure distances to galaxies. And so almost the whole reason why we know like how far away things are, which leads to a lot of theories about the universe, is due to her, because she did all that data by hand and she was the person that discovered it.
And no one talks about her.
And it's very rarely mentioned. Like, she was brought up in our lecture when we learnt about it, and then she's just stuck in my head. I think that's cool.
If she was a man, she'd have like buildings named after her.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't.
Similarly, I have two. One was a bit generic.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
You're Swiftie.
I am, are you?
I'm going to see her in June.
Where? When?
In Cardiff, June 18th. Yeah.
I'm seeing her in Liverpool.
Oh my God.
Oh, my cousin's 50s. Going to see it in Liverpool.
Might see her. Trade some friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift is very inspiring for me personally. I don't shut up about her.
Fair enough.
But I think she's a great businesswoman, first of all.
Yeah, she is.
I think the fact that she is in a male dominated field, like business, marketing, music, the whole industry, it's very male dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way she has broken record after record, and now she's just breaking her own records.
Yeah.
There is no record left for her to break that isn't her own. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that is amazing.
As someone who isn't a Swiftie personally, I do think it is really insanely cool how massive and talented she really is.
Yes. Yeah, she is insane. I also feel like just the hate she gets is like so uncomparable to anyone else mm-hmm. in the industry, and I never really understand why, because like she's like, what has she actually done wrong?
She's a woman.
She is a woman. That is the issue everyone has.
Yeah, and she's enjoyed by women.
Yeah,
I think if she was a woman enjoyed by men, I don't think she would get the same hate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like also a lot of the hate she gets is like, she's doing the same thing that male singers do, but she's a woman, so it's controversial and wrong.
And I feel like as well, like, there's always hate towards anything that's enjoyed by a female audience.
Yeah.
So like, if it's targeted towards a lot of girls, then it's like hated. It's the same, like, you see it all the time in the music industry, I think. Like, if you take just boy bands in general, like, boy bands are so frowned upon because it's normally like teenage girls.
Exactly. I've been saying that forever.
And then it's always deemed as like cringe and like, oh God, like One Direction, I feel like, is the biggest example. Yeah. Like, their big fan base was teenage girls.
I've been saying that forever. Mm-hmm. That's such a true fact. Like, anything that becomes like girl dominated or enjoyed by teenage girls, it becomes like deemed as like cringe or like, you know, it's just a teenage girl thing.
I know.
It's like,
I know. But yeah, I feel like quite similarly, mine's Beyonce.
I love Beyonce.
The love of my life. Like, I really love Beyonce.
That's so fair.
Yeah, I would just like love to see her in concert. But I just feel like her like work ethic and her like drive and determination is just like so out of this world. So whenever I watch any video of Beyonce, I'm always like, oh my God, I need to like do something.
I need to get up
and like write a book or something.
For some reason, I barely know anything about Beyonce. Like, I know two of her songs, Halo and Single Ladies. Although I do really respect her and her fan base.
Yeah, no, I love Beyonce.
Love her song Run the World,
Girls. Mm-hmm. That is what I know as well. Yeah.
I was going to say, there's loads of Beyonce songs that like, you probably do know just like from the background.
Yeah.
And it's like my, okay, I need a bit of hyping up.
Mm-hmm.
Who Runs the World, Girls? Yeah. Which is very appropriate.
Can I just do that like on beat, like 3, 2, 1. Who runs the world, girls? Thank you for indulging me.
You're welcome.
Similar to you, I also have a scientist that I look up to. I discovered her when I was making a video for International Day of Women in Science. Is that a thing?
Yeah,
I think so.
I made a video about it, so I should know. I made a video about that last month, and there was one I came across, Paradis Sabati. She's Iranian. So, first of all, she's Iranian. Hurdle. She's a woman. Hurdle. She comes from, like, a very unrepresented background
mm-hmm.
where there's not, like, a lot of inclusivity in. And that, of course, is already very inspiring. But also, she has made so many algorithms for detecting evolution and tracing evolution in disease, in species, in bacteria. And it just, it makes me so shocked that no one talks about her, because I know if this was a man who developed all these algorithms that are so mm-hmm. widely used, his name would be plastered everywhere. And it just shocks me. Yeah. It just shocks me, especially because she is from a minority background. How did people not know about her more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really sad.
It is. It's so bad. It's always the thing of like, women are like time and time again unwritten out of history, and it's sort of like they do all these groundbreaking things and then it's like never talked about again,
or they're like, stolen from.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Or like their idea will just be like tied to a man's name who had like nothing to do with what they actually achieved.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Franklin. Yes, I was gonna say Rosalind Franklin. I feel like now, because I feel like they even started mentioning it like to us at GCSE biology, like. But I feel like more people now know her name.
Yeah.
But it makes you think, how many people are like that who we don't know their names?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
like, one I can think of is Albert Einstein, right? Famous, incredible, general relativity, special relativity, like theory of gravity, black holes, like a bunch of stuff. His wife helped him with loads of that stuff. And I don't even know her name, because she's always referred to as Einstein.
No, that's Shakespeare.
I was going to say Anne Hathaway. I'm thinking of like Anne Hathaway, the actress. She's like, I'm doing general relativity.
She could. She's such a slay.
She could. I love Anne Hathaway.
I love Anne Hathaway. She inspires me, actually.
She has range. She does.
A girl boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but like Einstein's wife, I don't even know what her name is because it's always, Einstein did all these theories and then it was mentioned to us in a lecture the other week because of the International Day of Women in Science and Technology. Yeah.
Mm.
And they were like, oh, Einstein and his wife.
Yeah.
She also helped. She was there for a lot of what he worked on.
Going back to experience at university, my experience has been kind of in between your guys's. So I do science, I do biotech, but also biosciences as a whole is very female dominated.
Mm-hmm.
But because biosciences are so female dominated, they get written off as the easy science. And that really annoys me.
Yeah.
People will, like, from other courses, men, they will talk down on me, telling me my course is easy, that it's just very simple, it's biology, like, it's not hard, anyone could do it.
So hard.
Yeah.
Yes. I can say from first-hand experience, yes it is.
I respect you so hard for that.
I respect you so hard. I respect you so hard. Even, like, non-STEM subjects, because they're female-dominated, they get written off.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, you notice, like, you talk about women in STEM, and I feel like there's a subconscious bias where we don't consider it real science in massive quotes, because it's obviously real science, if you don't do maths-dominated science.
Yeah.
Like, physics is mainly maths. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
I do maths all day.
It's applied math.
It's just maths. Like, sociology, psychology, social sciences, it's a lot less maths. Obviously, maths is still a huge part of it. But it's way less maths. And so I feel like I'm trying to address it with myself because I know that I do it as well. Mm. But I view it as lesser than other sciences like physics, chemistry, biology, which are really maths based. And so there's this joke of like being a woman in STEM or being a girl in STEM or being in diet STEM, which I'm like, just because you don't do maths doesn't mean you're not a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you chose a better science field where you have to do less math.
Or and just I'm less studying. Because like biology, psychology, a lot of these degrees that are like seen as less than engineering, math, physics, you have to do a lot of studying and like learning to break into the industry because it is very difficult. Yeah. It is such niche topics and you have to like very much specialize in one single topic. And that can take like a PhD, a postdoc, whatever is after a postdoc. It takes a lot of education, which is not easy. And it's very annoying that it gets written off as the easy subject.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've, like, honestly sort of, like, grown to, like, be embarrassed when I tell certain people what I study. Because it's, like, when, as soon as I say sociology, their face is always like, oh, like, okay. Like, it's not, it's always seen as, like, not a real degree or, like, you don't do any work or, like, it's not good enough. But, like, that's what we, that's exactly what we learn about. Like, it's early socialization. That's why girls go into sort of humanity subjects and then it's seen as not as impressive as sort of boys who typically go into more maths-based subjects. But it is just, like, such a bad divide.
Yeah, I feel like with like humanities especially, it is viewed as so much easier.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, you do English, you read all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you don't do any work.
Yeah,
I took IB history for 1 week and I couldn't do it. Humanities are very difficult.
Humanities are so intense because, like, the maths in STEM is just maths. Once you know the process, it's fine.
Yeah,
humanities, you have to memorize that stuff and know that stuff and like writing essays, like
you have to go deep into like lenses and criticism.
I have so much respect for humanities students.
Anyone who can just like quote Sigmund Freud or like any like Socrates or whatever, I have so much respect for them.
No,
it's just always seen as like just like the lesser off sort of subjects because it is female dominated. It just blows my mind.
And it's important to recognize that is why they are seen as lesser than. If they were male dominated, like, for example, philosophy is very, like, thought of to be very difficult, you know? Like, some guy named Plato thought, oh my God, we have, like, thoughts. Let's put that use. We think. We're alive. Now, if women dominated that field, it'd just be like, oh, it's just, like,
thinking.
Thinking.
You do a degree in thinking.
You do a degree. Exactly.
And the other thing as well is in humanities, men that do humanities, especially like music, drama, musical theatre, things like that, are seen as like wusses or like sissies.
Feminine men.
Or like lesser men because they do feminine subjects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though music doesn't have gender, a book doesn't have gender. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Everyone can think. Everyone can annoying. Could choose to do anything.
Yeah. I feel like as well, insane. I guess, like it's not even just, like, in academics that this happens. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. It's even in, like how you exercise and, like, sports. Like, I read an article the other day which is about the feminization of Pilates and sort of how that's not taken seriously at all because...
No, it's not.
Because it's, like, a female-founded sort of exercise, even though Pilates is really difficult.
Pilates is so hard.
And it is really intense.
But it is so, like, intense.
So intense. But you would, like, men just sort of disregard it. Like, if you're not lifting weights, then you're not, like, properly exercising, or you're not doing, like, impressive.
If you're not kicking a ball.
Yeah.
Or tackling others with the ground.
Yeah, or running.
I used to go to Pilates classes with my mum, and it would be a room of, like, at, like, a gym. So it was a lot of, like, middle-aged women, and then a couple of really elderly gentlemen, and then, like, I was the youngest person in the class.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's such a good workout. No, like, so you get so strong.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things, personally or just, like, systemically, would you guys want to achieve?
I think one, since I knew what a PhD was, I've wanted to do a PhD.
Slay.
Mm-hmm. And I want to do that. And especially in physics, the ratio of, like, female academics and professors is really low. And so it would be really cool if within my lifetime, that number could actually stabilize and be about equal.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, my, like, first, like, greatest achievement, I suppose, was, like, getting into university. Like, I literally never thought of that
definitely,
even
being
possible. Because, like, the only person in my, like, immediate family that went to university was my brother. And then I'm, yeah, literally the first woman amazing. To, like, go to university.
Big so slay.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yay!
And I was quite proud. Thank you. But yeah, I definitely want to get into, like, I'm looking into sort of creative writing.
Ooh.
But sort
we
of...
We both had the exact same reaction.
Ooh. Yeah, but, yeah, because I used to do sort of article style things about sort of female issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we used to do Welsh Baccalaureate in school, my sort of topic was on FGM and, like, sort of more serious female topics. But I sort of want to tackle the, like, whilst we've come so far in this country, so to speak, there is so many countries throughout the world where it's, like, unfortunately issues such as FGM or, like, child marriages are still happening. So sort of doing work, researching things like that.
Sorry, can you define FGM? I don't know what that
is. Yeah, no, FGM is female genital mutilation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's actually, unfortunately, still a practice in many, many countries. And, yeah, it just, first of all, it's awful just within itself, but it's just so many complications sort of down the road. And, like, the oranges is to sort of, like, preserve a woman's, like, purity for, like, a man. But it's always done between the ages of, like, 7 and 12, I think, are the main sort of ages for this to happen.
Okay.
So, yeah, sort of research on topics such as that, and then sort of articles to shed light and things like that is definitely my goal.
Okay. I love that for you.
Yeah.
What's yours?
First of all, I want to get a master's.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to enter the industry, the biotech industry. But I don't want to, like, just do one thing. I kind of want to be Barbie and I want to do everything. I want to do, like, medical writing.
Barbie. You are Barbie, yes.
Thank you, guys. I want to do, like, medical writing. I want to do, like, science communication, content creation. I want to combine, like, this role that I have with, like, my degree, make, like, content about science. And I want to work in the lab. I want to do research. I want to, like, analyze data. I want to, like, do presentations, go to conferences, give presentations. Did I say that already?
I want to, like, everything.
I want to do everything. Yeah, I don't want, like, just one thing. I want to be able to do everything at the same time.
Yeah, I think actually similar. I would love to be able to communicate my love of physics and my love of science with the world.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think is a little bit ironic because obviously Brian Cox's biggest physics presenter ever literally lectures at Manchester and I've had lectures with him and now I'm like, I want to be him.
Can you tell me where his next lecture is? I kind of want
to. Next year.
Sneak in.
Next year?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's
taking graduated. A break. Yeah. Okay. So what about, like, systemic achievements in terms of feminism? What do you want to see from the world that you aren't seeing right now?
I would like to see women being treated the same way as men, which I think on the most part people think is what's happening, but as we talked about earlier, it's definitely not.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd like to be viewed with the same adjectives as a man. Mm-hmm. Like, I speak my mind and I'm bossy. Like, and a man does it and he's like, he's in charge and he's dominating the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why am I viewed as being overstepping mm-hmm. when I speak my voice?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a man is viewed as like doing what he should be doing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I feel like sort of bringing more attention to like subtle misogyny, which is sort of like yeah. what you were talking about. It's
yeah.
like the labels that are put on you and just like the things I feel like don't make you question whether it's misogyny or not. Like
mm.
it's so like ingrained in our society that it's sort of like some things you don't even think about.
And it becomes like, an afterthought as well. You think of it yeah. later and you're like, wait, that wasn't great.
Yeah. Mm.
The other one I think, again, is completely unrelated, but like catcalling and like mm-hmm. street harassment is so normalized.
Oh,
and it's like, I almost expect it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh, I like you hear a beep go past and you're like, oh, they're beeping at me. Like, chill, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And someone like, yells something at
and
me.
I've, like, and yeah. especially annoying. Like you, a lot of my friends are guys naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak to them about it and they're like, oh, that doesn't happen. Or, well, I've never had that experience. Or it never happens when you're around me. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm around you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we actually got to talk about that subject in my last lecture for gender and sexuality, was catcalling. And even just the way you react to catcalling is sort of judged. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there's a desired reaction to being catcalled, which is just insane to me.
I think people expect that you're going to like it.
Yeah.
And that it's an honour to be catcalled.
And also, like, if you are quiet and you don't react, then it's sort of like, okay, like, she's handled that well. Whereas, like, if you react and sort of, like, shout back or get angry, then it's like, oh, my God, she's so, like, overdramatic. Or, like, why is she reacting? Or, like, why is she even giving it attention?
Mm.
When it's just, like, why are we, like, judging the reaction of a woman in, like, a dangerous situation? Rather than, like, shedding light on, like, the man who's actually doing the act.
It's when you see the videos, like, on TikTok where a woman started filming mm-hmm. because they keep talking to them. And then all the comments are like, she should have just said no. She should have just walked away. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, she did the right thing.
Yeah.
She got her camera out. She was filming the interaction. Mm-hmm. So if anything had happened, she would have proof of it.
Yeah. And or even like, just, like, because in the moment, you just, I feel like a lot of people sort of tense up. Whereas, like, I'm known to just be like, oh, no thanks. Or like, oh, sorry. And sort of just like the language was like the exact videos that you were talking about. Like people in the comments would be like, yeah, but why are you saying thank you? Or like, yeah, but you said sorry.
You're trying not so, to like, get killed. Like,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, just the reactions that you give is so judged.
No. I get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I think my go-to is like just a side eye or like I roll my eyes at them.
Yeah.
Like if it's not dangerous, I'm just like, okay,
I'll just ignore it. And then if they keep bothering me, I'll just yell at them.
Yeah,
which is scary because I know the risks with that, but
mm-hmm.
like, what can you do at some point?
Yeah,
personally, I want to see what bit cliche. I want to see women in more positions of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what is the official term here? Not president, prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Prime ministers, presidents, queens.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more CEOs that are women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More CISOs that are women, mm-hmm. just generally women in higher power.
Yeah, definitely.
And also that women who hold those positions of power don't get accused of sleeping their way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And more diverse women as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you.
And the news story for the day is Manchester United and England goalkeeper and sports personality of the year, Mary Earps, is to become the first women's footballer to get a Madame Tussauds waxwork after winning the public vote. The attraction marks the Lionesses' run to the Women's World Cup final. Congratulations, Mary Earps.
Congrats. Congrats.
If you've got a topic you want us to discuss, drop us a message on Instagram at @officialUOM and mention Manchester Voices. Our jingle was created by student Maisie Illul.